that many times Sisona uses this for before giving teaching praise to Guru Shakyamuni Buddha. So the one who shows the dependent arising, so the transcendental dependent arising, so basically, so the, in a brief, everything is how it exists is being merely imitated by the mind. Being merely imitated by mind, you see. So it exists in that way. So then, who revealed that dependent and then is dependent, del related, then arises. Then it comes in existence. Then no cessation. Means all this were truly existent. Truly, there's no truly cessation. Truly existence, cessation. So for us, you see, in our daily life, you see, say, birth, in the waiting of truly existent birth, you know, when something begins, truly existent. When it stops, in the way truly existent stop, you see, like that. So, you know, it's all, say, say, hallucination and belief, apprehension, and belief that way. That's how we live our life, like that, you know. You see, everything which appears a hallucination, did, and then holding on that is true, 100% true. As a, you know, ignorance look at it as like reality, you see. But it's total hallucination, not reality. Total reality is something else. Reality is opposite of that. It's reality. What ignorance believes, hold on to, opposite that is the reality. You know? So ignorance believes all this is 100% true, you see. So then they say, so all this are 100%. All this are 100% not true. Oh, that's the reality. Empty. See, so opposite to what ignorance believes. So the definition of ignorance is that which holds the object. You see, totally against to the way the wisdom holds the object. You know, so that wisdom sees empty, but ignorance holds. It exists from inside. So the truth isn't the truly existent thing. There's no truly existent cessation. There's no truly existent birth. No truly existent nihilism. That may be not the real truth. Nihilism. There's no. I don't remember. It's a truly existent thing. Nihilism. That one referred to is not. I'm not sure. I have to look at the commentary. There's no nihilism. There's no eternalism. I think maybe like that. There's no truth in coming. There's no truth in going. So the related to our daily life activities, you say, what we hold on, coming, going, which is merely imitated by mind, but in our daily life, appears totally existing from the side. We have the hallucination, then totally believe in that, the ignorance, you see. Whether we live our life like this, in a total hallucination, which is totally non-existent, empty, you see. So, no, there's no truth in the coming, there's no truth in the going. The going dependent, going dependent, the goer, you see. Object, action, going, goer, it's all dependent. If there's no going, then there's no goer, and all that, you see. So that, there it doesn't show the object, but it means that it's all merely imitated by mind, you see. It's dependent on the base. Action doing, depend on doer, things like that. So there's no true lesson to coming and going, see. I have to check the commentary, but I think whatever exists, either at oneness with Aga, for example, this Aga is it. Whatever exists phenomena, either it has oneness with Aga, or it exists separately. You know, anything whatever exists, it is either exists oneness with Aga, or exists separately. If it exists, it should be like this. Either it exists one with others, or it exists, or it should exist separately. So the true looks in the eye. The true looks exists in the eye, real eye. So neither it exists oneness with others, nor it is separately. So it doesn't exist. So when you show the peace, you know, having Dropa is a mental fabrication. Mental creativity, you know, but creativity what means truly existent. Dropa means you know, yeah. Here it means dropa news. So the empty of the mental fabrication or the creativity of truly existence. Revealing the dropa, the creativity of. Creativity of true existence, you see. So the phenomena is empty of that. Zabhisangyamanaka, the Buddha, fully enlightened one, taught this. To you, the holy being, I prostrate. So praise to Guru Sakyamuni Buddha. Praise to Guru Sakyamuni Buddha. The way the Buddha liberated us and means is not by, say, by cleaning the karma with water, not in that way. So that's the relative, see. For example, river Ganga, you know, like that, you see. You put the body, or the person's diet, you see. Bring the body there, you know, put the feet in the water or something like that to purify the karma. To the debauchery medicine. The mighty ones do not wash the karma with water, means that. So the debauchery medicine, so because cannot purify, just water and cannot purify the karma. So the way the Buddha liberated us in the means not by washing us in the means karma with water. The way the Chaga miscellus and also us in the means transmigrated beings sufferings don't get eliminated by with hand. That means you know like taking a thorn. Or the thorn when inside the body, they're taking a thorn with hand, not in that way. Third one is not also by transplanting his own realization in us, within us, not also that way. Then him, the Buddha himself, do not have a realization, you see, his realization transplanted in, like a monkey's brain put into the human brain or the, heart, somebody who just died a heart, put in some transplant in another person's body. So the other one doesn't have it. So if it's not in that way, not like that. And then how does the Buddha liberate us in the meaning? By revealing the truth, chunyi dhamma. The ultimate nature, by revealing that, then the sentient beings get liberated from the oceans of samsara suffering, you see. and cause karma delusion. So now here, the way the Buddha liberated us in the means by revealing the truth. So what's that? So what is the truth? So this is what it shows that you see. These verses. What Buddha taught. So then to us ascendant beings, and then we study this, we practice, you know, say, make our mind familiar, and we realize this, and then see, able to cut the root of samsara, the ignorance. So by developing this wisdom, then you see, first of all, with the imagination, wisdom realizing emptiness, which is those concept, dokpa, otasa, ratatatan, dokato, concept, you see, conceptual. Then with the imagination, then by developing that, then you say, and then wisdom directly pressing emptiness rises, and then then when you choose rising path, then you remove the view of the change, with I guess you say their wrong views, then lock the heresy, and then tata, you see the view in the nihilism. So you remove those things in the rising path. So you remove this by rising path, you remove 112 defilements. Then by exercising the next path of meditation, 16 defilements. Disturbance or obscuration, mendibi, disturbance or obscuration. So that, of course, one who enter the without entering the Hinayana path, you see, the five paths to liberation, without entering Hinayana path, then straight from beginning you enter Mahayana path. You see, after renunciation, then you actually put it to the enter Mahayana path. That material, you see, by exercising the rising path, path of meditation like that, purified disturbing thought like that. Then also shed the defilements to fully know mind. I think the 116 by the rising path. Then the path of meditation also remove 116, I think, just the subtle defilement, I think, something there. So anyway, then you see, ceasing even this seed of delusion, then you achieve it liberation, and by seizing this seed of the delusions, and that then of course by seizing this subtle development of positive full enlightenment. By revealing the truth. So anyway, so the and there's also eight there. So the I think in the eight world Dharma. You see eight verses taught transmission, you know, at the end talking about this Teta Kunjang, Chuja, you talk about remember, Teta Kunjang, all those previous practices, Chuja, you talk about remember, but without staying by the concept of eight world dharmas, Chuja, remember, but it will damas. So when you talk about much, chicken, you must shave it loose with a thought. With a thought, realizing all the phenomena like illusion. So previously, all the practice understand by the ignorance. Ignorance is a concept truly, you see. And then realize everything empty, you see. And then everything is illusion. She may change a little. Then I practice this way. Without to be free from the bondage our practice to be free from the bondage. Bondage by the concept truly is bind to the, you know, holding on to the hallucination, the gangcha object, which is things are being truly, you know, holding on to that truth. Apprehending that, so the I'll practice to be free, and to be free from the bondage, you know, the ignorance holding things as true, you see. So it means that, you see. So I think there's two things. One is, even though you haven't realized emptiness, but you look at it empty, you know. Look at it as illusion, like dream. Then you see, so that helps to come plant seed your emptiness. How you come close to realization is to see everything empty, to see everything as an illusion, like dream. You see, that, so you see. Then that helps, gradually that helps, you see. That becomes practice to be free from bondage, you know. Binding oneself to samsara, binding oneself to samsara, you see, free from that boundaries. You know? This is the ignorance, and then this, then all the other delusions that arise, and then karma is bound oneself to samsara, so then to be free from that boundaries, you see. Then that happens. Even do not follow the ignorance, holding I action object, everything which appears truly existing, you know, holding on that is 100% true. See, so if you do that, if you follow that, then you never get liberated from the bondage. You see, from the oceans of samsara suffering. So yeah, that. So it helps about that. If one who has a realization, seeing everything empty and seeing things as illusion, then develop that, then you become free from the. Then you are practicing, you see, to be free from the bondage, you see, the delusion, karma. I mean, it's root of the ignorance, then the delusion, then karma, you see, bind ones of samsara. So you are practicing to be free from that bondage without. Following the ignorance without, you see, creating the ignorance, you see, the grasping, action object phenomena, which appear truly, you see. So without that, you see. So this here, the edge, in the edge of Dharma, there, and this is edge, this is wretched, this one, Gapameva. So straight what the text says is government, no cessation, no birth. No cessation, no eternalism. To check in the commentary. So, this is so at the moment, perhaps make sure they check commentary. Eternalism. What is it exactly referred to? What we say normally, eternalism. Not have to check. You know. No eternalism, and that the meaning of that. So at the moment, in case it means that, you know, the normal one, no nihilism, no eternalism, we just said that, but I will say that. Meaning of that, a tortoise referred to as impermanence, I think. I will check. No coming, no going. Neither exists separately or not exists. One is, see. with that phenomena. Dobang is showing, you see, how things do not exist, you know. Truly, how things do not exist, you see. Inherently, things do not exist, truly.